Larry Carlson is the Grand Marais mayor, and he comes in after the council meetings, and he's here with us this morning. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Well, a couple things. Let's talk about, let's talk about the fact that we had a lot of personnel issues, so some of them we can talk about. Parks facility manager. You had one, but now you don't.
We had the parks facility manager resigned.
Right.
We advertised for a new one, got a lot of good applicants, offered the job to the best applicant. Unfortunately, he has now turned down that offer, and so the finding of a new facilities manager is back to square one.
But you did find a liquor store manager.
Yeah, yes, we did. We had a field of 23 applications. We chose to interview three of them, and the job ultimately was offered to Chris Levine.
Okay. And golf course labor, that was a new job description, right?
Yeah, they need a little bit more help, and they're trying to write the description for a job that could be handled by somebody in high school. And so the specific wording of that had to be put down. And then after that, then it's be some negotiations with the union as to what that job is worth.
And we should clarify that the golf course we're talking about is Gunplay Hills.
Ah, thank you.
Yes.
Very much so.
Okay. And it seems like we're moving toward a...
Reconciliation.
Or... That's right. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Okay. We had a memorandum of understanding with the union. What that meant in this case is that the city wrote up a job description for the streets department called a property maintenance laborer. That position was created so, Charles Christensen was the head lifeguard then that lost his job when the pool closed, and so this job description was written for him. Moving on, however, that when Charles was laid off, the union filed a grievance against the city. And in that time then, the grievance has been proceeding. And as of right now, we think we have a resolution to that grievance. We talked about that at length last night. There might be some I's to dot and T's to cross, but hopefully the resolution of the settlement of that grievance is now virtually done.
Okay. Well, the park board came to you to talk about the boat launch recommendation.
Yeah, we've been talking about the boat launch here for a year and a half in conjunction with the DNR. The DNR simply asked the city for a resolution affirming our commitment to that project, and so we did that. There are still quite a few questions yet to be answered on what that's going to look like, but they wanted a commitment from us.
Okay, speaking of parks, going to be a canopy downtown?
It kind of sounds that way. The park board hasn't actually committed to that yet, but it sounds like they're trying to do that by tomorrow to buy a canopy of whatever the size is, fairly large.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping to have that and up in time for the car show on June 7th.
Oh, that's cool. That's quick. And, it's transportation, but it's not cars. Bike-friendly community.
Well, I'm sure some of you are very proud of the fact that we are a Bronze Award bike-friendly community. Those people that are involved in that certainly want that to continue and to maybe even get to silver. We got a presentation then simply by telling us where that whole bicycle program is, mm-hmm. and kind of a list of pie-in-the-sky hopes that will be achieved in the next 20 years, maybe.
Okay. In the meantime, ride your bike. Not you necessarily, but...
Thank you for that.
Okay, fine. Okay. Finally, right-of-way requests. What's that about?
On 15th Avenue West, that's by designation, not by actual being.
Uh-huh.
There's some lots that are platted off of that, and two of the people that own those lots wanted permission to install water and sewer in that right-of-way. it does entail quite a few questions, and so that was more, we've directed Mike Roth to look into that, and we'll respond to those requests perhaps as early as next meeting.
Okay. We've been speaking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson, and we'll talk to you again at the end of the month.
Thank you very much.